So it's Saturday, March the 23rd, 2013. And I left work yesterday at about 4:15, 4:00. And I'm still on my way home. I've actually taken a detour now. I'm heading up to Clitheroe to visit my mum and dad. But I left work, and as I head north across the Welsh countryside, I've been working down in Fairbourne near Barmouth. The roads got progressively worse. They were pretty bad up by Bala, just drifting in the road, but it was passable. I got to Clamberis, and there was evidence that a lot of cars had become stranded in the day. You could see all the cars parked up, but by the time I got to there, the roads were clear, and some of the cars were struggling to get up on the opposite side of the road, but I was heading downwards, so I made it all the way to Mold, and Mold's like in a bit of a valley there. You can go up to Queen's Ferry, and go up to, I think it's Buckley, a place called New Brighton, similar to the New Brighton I know, is up that one hill, and then Wrexham's in the opposite direction, and then Ruffin's the other way. So I didn't want to go back to Ruffin, because that's where I'd come from. I know that was really bad. There was roads closed on the way. I didn't want to go to Wrexham, really. Out in the opposite direction to the way I wanted to be going. I wanted to be going to Queen's Ferry, but that road was closed. So there was a blockade, there was like a snowplow there, and I thought to myself, well, I'll wait until the snowplow pulls away and then I'll head up. Because obviously when he moves out of the way, the road will be clear. So I pulled into like a little lay-by, and the snow was falling quite heavy. And the snowplow pulled away, and then I tried to drive out, and I couldn't. I was one truly stuck, just completely and utterly stranded. So I was me knackered. I was there, sort of scratching my head, in the middle of the road, almost in this lay-by. It turned out that the lay-by was actually an entrance to like a medical centre, and there was people being ferried back and forth. To the medical centre, and this 4x4 squeezed past my car. He seemed to be in a bit of a hurry. He wasn't really particularly interested in giving me a hand pushing the car. Oldish guy, quite abrupt. I thought to myself that he could have stopped and given me a hand. It was just that he was in a hurry. He had patience with him, because on the way back out, he offered to give me a lift. So I left the car there last night, and then ended up staying in a hotel up in New Brighton. Like I say, not the New Brighton that I grew up in, but another like Welsh New Brighton. So yeah, I stayed there last night. It wasn't too expensive, £45. There was a siege sort of feeling there, because everyone was in the same boat. There was lots of people who were staying in the hotel who'd literally found themselves stuck. So I went to the bar last night, had a couple of pints by myself, which was quite sad, and went to bed, woke up this morning, and thought to myself, well, I better get back down to the car. So I made my way back to the car, to the roundabout. Ended up going down the dual carriageway, which was the dual carriageway which took you to Queen's Ferry, which was the one that was closed last night, that I was trying to get up. That was clear. But there was obviously nowhere to walk, so I had to walk in the road. The road was very, very sleety, and I lost count of the number of people who were trying to avoid splashing me by pulling out away from me. But actually what happened was they pulled onto the slush and then splattered me. So in trying to actually not splatter me, they splattered me even worse than they would have if they'd just driven past. So I got absolutely soaked in muddy, gritty, horrible slush. It was horrible. When I finally got back down to the car, it was buried almost. Well, it was quite heavily buried. was like a drift up against it. The roof was covered, the windscreen was covered. So I made the decision to walk up into Mold, went to the home base and bought a winter survival kit, which was reduced from £50 down to £25. In that there was like plastic snow shovel, and I dug the car out, dug myself a little path, put some grit down, and then got out and got onto the roads and free. Learned a couple of little things last night. Key things: make sure you've got a snow shovel in the car when it's snowing, because a dustpan and brush, which is what I bought from Tesco at one point, doesn't last 5 minutes. Grit isn't really any good on snow. It's good on a cleared area, but it's not very good on won't melt the snow. It just sort of sits on the top of it. So that's I bought two tubs of grit for a tenner, and they didn't do anything really. If you let a bit of air out your tyres, you get more traction. And also, when you're clearing a route for your car, you can either clear the width of your car, or you can clear just the tracks. Or if you really want to be lazy, and this worked for me, just clear one side of the car completely, so one track for your tyres, and then allow that side of the car to get the traction and pull your other side of your car along. That worked. I don't know if it'd work every time, but it worked for me. So I just cleared one route, put one run of tyres in it, and then just worked my way out onto the main road. And then once I got onto the main road, it's been clear then. And I was quite pleased. So I've got my winter survival kit now, it's going in the boots, and hopefully I don't have to go through that again. But it was quite exciting. There was an exciting thing. And it got me thinking about the guys in Antarctica doing the coldest challenge, and how they'd be doing something similar to this every single day, digging the machinery out, and how soul destroying it would be, and how hard that trip's going to be. But unfortunately, I've only had to do it the once. It's a good workout though. Anyway, that's me. I'm going to get off. Catch you later. Just my turning. Over and out.